Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Over the summer, three LDS apostles spoke at devotionals held on the Brigham Young University campus in Utah. These devotionals are held weekly, and speakers can share secular or religious topics. Many of the speakers are LDS, but many are not. And the three apostles that spoke, Elder D. Todd Christofferson, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, and Elder Dallin H. Oaks, all spoke on the same topic over a three-month period, religious freedom. Now, this tells me that there's something important here that we need to know and understand for ourselves about that topic, because the morals of the world are vastly changing, and holding to your faith can seem more and more challenging to do. You should absolutely feel safe and secure in your beliefs in a work environment. And earlier this week, LDS.org published an article about your religious rights at work, along with some videos that can help illustrate various situations that you might find yourself in with your coworkers. So there are three key points that the article pointed out about practicing your religion in the workplace, and they're important things to know. So number one, you need to know that you have the right to be free from religious discrimination, harassment, and retaliation in the workplace. This means that your boss and your coworkers can't treat you differently or give you or deny you opportunities based on your religious beliefs. And typically, companies aren't even allowed to ask what your religion is. That's a personal, private choice that you can make public if you choose to. Number two, you need to know that you have a right to receive reasonable religious accommodations. So if you need to take a religious holiday from work, or pray at certain times of the day, or not work on the Sabbath, or refrain from any activity that would jeopardize your beliefs, it is up to you to make it known to your employer, and they have to comply with your requests, unless it places extra hardship on your company or your fellow coworkers. And number three, you need to know that you have a right to express your faith as long as you don't harass others while doing it. So you can read your scriptures in public at work, you can wear religious clothing or jewelry, and you can even meet with people of your faith and talk about religious topics at the workplace. You just need to be careful that you aren't making others feel less than if they aren't participating with you in your practices or if they aren't of your faith. Everyone has a right to express their beliefs and personalities as they see fit, as long as they don't harm or inhibit other people from doing the same. The important thing here to know is that religious freedom is essential to living the gospel in our lives, and it's something that's very important to understand. Well, according to another apostle, religious freedom is very important, and LDS apostle Elder Robert D. Hales has said, quote, "As we walk in the path of spiritual liberty in these last days, we must understand that the faithful use of our agency depends upon our having religious freedom. We already know that Satan does not want this freedom to be ours. He attempted to destroy moral agency in heaven, and now on earth he is fiercely undermining, opposing, and spreading confusion about religious freedom, what it is and why it is essential to our spiritual life and our very salvation. Members of the LDS Church and others have the opportunity to come together, experience the spirit of unity, and to be influenced by the Holy Ghost," end quote. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.